you have at least four families affected. Some of them where both of their children will not have a place on the bus, even though they had a place last year, and other families where one child has a place on the bus and the other one doesn't. They're only finding out a few days before children return to school tomorrow. And in other cases, they're saying that they're still considering the decision. You know, it really is incredibly callous, in my opinion, and it's unacceptable. And the Department of Education needs to intervene here and find a solution.
Is this basically because there are not enough seats on the bus to cover the demand, and therefore they're saying, sorry, we don't have room?
Yeah, they have this arbitrary 3.2-mile rule, and if you fall even marginally below that, you're not guaranteed a place on the bus. So what they do is they give you a concessionary place, which you pay for, and it's a lottery system, which I think is appalling, especially where you have a situation where there's three families that have one child who has a place on the bus and the other who doesn't. This is happening on an all too common basis. Minister John Halligan needs to get a grip of the situation and understand that you cannot have a significant number of children denied their place. You know, they cannot walk to school when they're around 3 miles in the type of weather we have in Donegal every single day and back again. So there needs to be some provision for these children.
Is this a matter of investment in new vehicles, bigger vehicles, to ensure that there is sufficient capacity to meet the demand that's there?
Absolutely. And if we're serious about protecting rural schools, then, you know, wherever you have families who are enthusiastic about sending their children to a school, there should be provision.